home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Moon 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires, located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
I know it's a long list, but we sincerely appreciate all of our sponsors, and we hope you enjoy Party Line. If you have an idea or things you want to share with us, give us a call, 659-3338. We would love to hear from you, but we do appreciate all of our sponsors, and we appreciate you listening as well. Jessica Heater is in-house. I mean, technically, how many jobs do you have? Because I said, you know, Sam and I were just talking with her, and she's like, no, I'll take care of that. You're like in multiple towns. You do multiple things.
I kind of do all of it. If it's involved with it, you know, set up, tear down, talking about it, getting everything out to everybody. That's kind of, I do it all.
But you do it in Rossville, you do it in Flora.
Mm-hmm. Yep, both.
Okay, she's like, uh-huh, yeah, I do.
Both, yeah. Somebody else tried to get me to do it someplace else, too. I want to say Adams Mill. They were going to ask me to help them in Adams Mill, and they never did actually come and ask me to help them, but they were legitimately thinking about it. And, I mean, I would have helped them out. It wouldn't have stopped me, you know.
Sure. You're busy.
Yeah. But it's fun.
Yeah. I mean, I am, but...
It's fun. I thrive in chaos.
Yeah. No, so I get it. Some people really do. I mean, yeah, some people do their best work under pressure, I think. So, well, let's talk about what's coming up. Today, by the way, is the deadline to get registered. Are you part of that? Is this for the parade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today's the deadline?
Well, I mean, we would like... Really, it's a soft deadline.
Okay.
I would really like to know kind of who all wants to come. I'm not going to turn you away if you show up on Saturday morning and say, hey, I want to be in the parade. But we would like to just have an idea of, you know, how many are going to be there, how long the parade's going to be. That way we can kind of get everybody lined up before and have a good idea as to what, you know, what we need to get done.
Sure. If you want to go ahead and register, you can go to events at floracommunityclub.org and get registered there. So let's talk about, because there are a lot of things happening this year on the 4th.
There are. Flora, yeah, they decided to go all out this year, and we're going to do a foam party for all the kids at 5 o'clock, and it's going to go till 7, and that's, we're going to do kind of something different with that. We wanted to make sure that all the kids were going to be safe, so we broke the 2 hours down into 20-minute sections, and we're going to have some kids go in there for 20 minutes and have, like, the younger kids, and then we're going to do a middle-aged group, and then we're going to do an older group. That way... You know, the 2-year-old's not getting ran over by the 10-year-old. So,
what? That happens?
No, never.
No, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, especially I was thinking about it. You know, my kids, they range from 10 to 3. Mm-hmm. So, and I know that she gets ran over a lot.
Yeah, so. No, I get it. It makes us tough. It builds character.
Yes, it does. She's the boss.
Oh, I believe that, yes. But I do think for this kind of an event, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it'll make everybody a little bit safer. And the park, I'm assuming, is going to be extremely busy.
These foam parties are, like, becoming huge.
Oh, yeah. They're so much fun, though.
That's why they're becoming a thing. Because, I mean, I have not seen a kid that doesn't love a foam party.
Well, yes. And did you know that you can actually book them for after dark and the bubbles glow?
Oh, no.
Yes.
I did not know that.
I've never booked them for that, but I have seen lots of pictures, and they're advertised like that absolutely crazily on the websites.
That's what we're doing for Cindy's next birthday party.
I'm down with that.
Foam party after dark.
Yeah, I'm down
Let's
with
do
that.
It.
Can the jello shots match the foam?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I digress.
Make sure you let me know when that's happening.
I'm asking you to plan it. You're
okay,
the planner.
Sure.
Okay, so we're having a foam party.
And then we're going to have the Queen City Stunt Show is going to be there. They're coming over from Cincinnati. They're going to do 3 shows, 1, 3, and 5 o'clock. All of the stuff in the park is free to all the kids that are coming, in the adults. I mean, I'm not going to charge the adults to, you know, sit there and have some fun either, you know. So they're going to come and do that. I've talked to these girls that do it. It's, I want to say Allie is the owner or co-owner, and she is one of the most amazing people I've ever talked to. I think I met her in Indy, and I'm pretty sure I probably talked to her for an hour and a half.
Just, so is she part of the stunt show herself?
Yes.
So it's women?
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Uh-huh.
So what kind of stunts do they do?
Well, they do a lot. They have a trapeze, and they do, like, I want to say there's some fire things and things, you know, stuff like that. But I did ask them to not bring the fire stuff because they are in an old barn where we're going to do it.
Sure.
And I don't want... While I know they will be safe,
absolutely,
I don't want to take the risk of them getting hurt or somebody else getting hurt. And it's the week before fair. Like, it's, mm-hmm. you know, this weekend, and fair starts the weekend after.
Right.
I really don't want to have to rebuild a cattle barn.
Yeah, that could put a damper on the fair.
It could. I might yes. get in a lot of trouble for that.
So what else do they do? So they do acrobat kind of things?
Mm-hmm. They do. They've got, they have a trapeze. They have... I want to say they probably have the chairs that you would, you know, balance on.
Oh, yeah.
But I have not seen all their acts yet.
Okay.
I've seen the Cincinnati Circus acts, mm-hmm. and I was not able to get them, but could have. I actually lost their number. I was going to look it up, and then I found Queen City first, and I was like, I'll call them first.
Yeah, still so. Sounds like a lot of fun. Lots happening so this great. Weekend, and then fireworks, of course.
Yes, and music. Nelda Hustler will be there.
Oh, good.
That's a good group. Have you actually heard them?
Yes.
Into them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They've been at Prairie Creek Park.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to Sean, who is like one of the main guys in there. And he sounds pretty great. And he knows this area really, really well. He's been, you know, I guess he grew up not too far from here.
Sure.
So I guess they're based out of Indy now. Mm-hmm. So, but they're going to come up and set everything up and have a good time. And I can't wait to hear them.
Sure. It'll be a great evening.
It's
and then
be
fireworks
great.
As well.
Yes.
Okay.
Fireworks, obviously, dusk time. I think Nelda's going to play. He's going to start at 6:30, I think. And I think he's going to go to 9:30. So, like, right before the fireworks start. So that everybody can, you know, kind of chill out there in the park before everything gets going.
Okay. Is there some place on Facebook or anything where folks can find out more information about all of this?
Everything is posted on the Flora Community Club page.
There we go. They can check that out. Something else you have coming up. You mentioned fair.
Yes.
But there's a lot happening at fair.
Oh, yes. There is. I'm so excited for fair this year.
Do you want to share? I don't want to be the... I'll let you have your moment. Hold on. Dun-da-la! Jessica.
We have a carnival.
Woo! That is fun, though.
It is, and it's been so long since it's been there. Somebody told me 25 years. Somebody else told me 30, and so I think it's okay to assume 25 to 30 years, considering what I've been told. Everybody has a different story, but it was always when they were kids. So, mm-hmm. you know, they could have been 5. They could have been 7. Children's memories. I know my kids can't remember anything. So, I mean, I get it. I wish I knew what was coming. But I don't even have the ride list yet. And I want it so bad so that I can put it out there for everybody.
You know what? A fair is just better with a carnival.
Oh, 100%.
It is.
I mean, even if you only get a couple of rides in, you just got to do it. You got to get a couple of rides in.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you do.
Okay, so we're very excited about the carnival coming back to the fair.
Yes. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I can just see it come Wednesday before fair. And I'm probably making this out to be, you know, this is going to be my fault that this happens now. They're supposed to pull in Wednesday before fair. And you know when they see those trucks pull in, everybody's going to drive through the park.
Well, yeah,
to
we want to know. Yeah.
Yeah, now everybody knows they're coming Wednesday.
Sure, yes. Oh, well, that's all right.
It's fine.
They're coming Thursday. They're coming Thursday.
Right, right. So they're gonna be there and they're going to be rolling in. I actually have pre-sale tickets that you can get cheaper than if you were to buy them at the gate. So I have 200 single day bands that are $25 a piece. And so, yeah, if anybody wants to go up there, you can just get a hold of me and I can get with you and get them. The 4-H kids, though, this is the good part for the 4-H kids. If you are a 4-H kid for the Carroll County Fair, as long as I can verify you on my list, I can sell you a bracelet for $75 for the week.
Ooh, that's a really good deal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They love that the kids do so much for fair and they work their tails off. So the carnival actually offered that to me. I never even had to ask for it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they love to help the kids
so
out.
So how long, what are your fair dates over there?
Ours goes the 11th through the 18th.
Okay.
Officially. But the carnival's only going to be there till the 16th.
Okay. The 11th through the 16th?
Yes, the
11th through the 16th. So they will be there through a weekend.
Yeah, so they'll be there 6 days altogether. Friday, that Friday affair is our auction. And so there's the dog show in the morning too. So there's not a whole lot going on. So normally we just plan everything until Thursday. And then Saturday's really our makeup day. So there's not really... Usually, there's nothing happening on Saturday but cleanup.
So tell me the layout where the carnival is going to be at the fairgrounds.
So there is a giant parking area in front of the Merchants Building.
Yes.
Like between Park Row and the building, and they are going to be set up all out there. The shelter house that is there by the road is called Pavilion 4 or Shelter House 4. And I want to say they're going to be around that a little bit as well just because they need so much room. But they're going to take up all of that room from the pony field over to the pickleball court and all the way up to the building. And then I think if we need to, we're going to bring the games that they bring and bring them up alongside the Merchants Building.
Jessica Heater is our guest on Party Line this half, and preparing for the 4th of July in Flora and the Carroll County Fair, which is the following week, same as, unfortunately, Clinton County Fair. Yeah. But we will be, WILO will be, and Hoosierland TV technically, will be broadcasting the Swine Show live again this year. We went back and looked at the numbers. I was blown away at how many people watched the Swine Show from Carroll County.
Oh, I know. It's hundreds, crazy.
Yes, hundreds
I got
people.
There. Thursday of last year when they had the hog show, I got there knowing that I would probably have to move vehicles. I could not walk through the Merchants Building parking lot because there were that many vehicles, and I had to chase people because I knew I had inflatables coming in for the kids.
Sure. Yeah, so I know, great little fair, great fair that's going on over there, but the carnival is super exciting that you were able to get the carnival to come back. I know that's been a lot of work on your part, and you've gone and worked, and the group of you have done that. So what else can we look forward to Fair Week, and what else can you tell us about the carnival and the fair and all of that?
I think we've covered most of the carnival, other than I cannot wait to see how many people come out and see it. I think it's going to be huge since it's been so long. I honestly don't know if you'll be able to walk through the Midway, because if it's that, I'm hoping it's that popular. Last year alone, you could almost not walk down 4th Street, which is where all of the food is, because there were so many people, and all of the food vendors were like, "What did you do?" And I was like, "I maybe posted your menu online."
Good.
Maybe.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And they were like, "Why?" I said, "You're welcome."
It's the one week you cannot be on a diet, right? I just
right.
say it's the one, because when else are you going to get fair food?
Right.
I mean, it's not like I'm making an elephant ear at home. I don't do that. I don't do funnel cakes at the house, you know?
No, they're just too messy.
Yes, and there's just so many, and they have all these kind of things that are created, they've come up with to eat. And so which, do you have any idea what's coming as far as weird food? You know, like some places have the fried Oreos, or I even saw, wasn't there one place, was that the state fair that they had fried butter?
I think so, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, it kind of made me gag.
I don't know that I'd be able to do that.
I'm just thinking of a giant stick of butter that's fried, and that sounds not
appealing.
No.
To me, apparently it's appealing to someone.
I want to know how they would fry it without it melting, even if it was frozen, because that grease is so hot.
Oh, yeah.
It is, and you know, they battered it, and so, I mean, I don't know.
Mm. I mean, I guess that's the ultimate keto snack, right?
I don't know. I did keto, but even I don't know. That's a little bit much
to me. It was enough to put butter in the bullet coffee, because it all just floats to the top and it doesn't stay mixed.
No, it doesn't. Well, you've just brought something out. What's that?
And this is my fair schedule of the fun stuff.
Oh,
so basically,
good night.
It just tells me, like, most of it's the same every day. So, you know, the Merchants Building, it's always open from 5 to 9.
Sure.
We have a dunk tank every night. The sheriff's office is Saturday and Sunday. The Carroll Elementary Social Committee is Monday and Wednesday. Tuesday is the volleyball team from Carroll County. And Thursday is Mix 105, which is an online-only kind of radio station, I think. They always explain it to me, and I don't have online radio. So I don't really know. I need to do more looking into it, because I wouldn't mind listening to them too. But they're going to come out and they're going to sit in the dunk tank. And what we do with our dunk tank is everybody that comes, all the money that is collected goes back to those organizations. So if you work 2 nights, you get 2 nights worth of
the
winnings.
Goodies. Yeah.
Yeah. And we take it and we average it out. So you could have a horrible night, but you're still going to make money, because I'm going to take the average and I'm dividing it between 6 days. But Mix 105 isn't taking the money. They're actually giving it to a child's cancer research center.
Wonderful.
That will, what they do is they look for new ways to treat cancer for kids, because we've been giving kids the same medication since like the 1980s, and they want to find new and better ways to help treat childhood cancer. So that's what they want to do. So, I mean, I've made things for everybody, trying to like talk them up, because that's a fun part. Everybody loves to dunk their favorite teacher or their favorite principal.
Or pie in the face. Are you offering pie in the face too?
No, but that would be fun.
There's some money in there somewhere, right?
There has to be.
What else do you have on there?
The only other big thing I have is that we have music every night.
Oh, that's good.
So we have Frank Smith on Saturday. We have Beauty and the Beats, which I cannot remember where it was, but they were on like America's Got Talent or American Idol. They were on something.
One of the shows.
I just can't remember which one it was that they were on. So they're going to come out on Sunday. I have Hunter Wainscott, who is pretty local to this area.
Yes.
I found out that he met his wife in Flora. Was it at the fair?
Was it at the fair?
No.
You know, that's how my parents met.
At
our local county fair. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. And they were married nearly 60 years.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know where exactly he met her, but he was telling me that he grew up in that area and then he moved away. When he moved back, he met his wife. And I might have the story kind of mixed up. It has been a couple years since he has told me this, but I was like, that's kind of awesome. He goes, yeah, it's a complete full circle moment. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Yeah,
I love it. That is neat. And he's such a sweet guy.
Sure.
On Tuesday, I have Common Ground, which I want to say the main singer is Nicole Carney. And I just met her not too long ago. So I haven't heard a whole lot about them, but they sound like what I've heard of them sounds really, really good.
We are blessed. We have a lot of wonderful people with voices around here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they're not, even if you have to like go indie or a little bit north, they're not that far away.
Right.
And they're just amazing and they're great people to work with. On Wednesday from Northern Indiana, and I want to say almost the Michigan line, For Pete's Sake is coming.
Yes.
We've heard of them.
I've heard of them.
My neck of the woods, isn't it? Or are they a little farther over?
I don't know, but they've been at something here recently. I'm trying to think which location. But yeah, good. Also good. Yes.
Yeah, what is it that you call it? The sea shanties.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of those, and they're so much fun. And I was telling them, I was like, you know that if you sing, you know, Billy O.T., then all of the kids in the park are going to know what that is. Just if you want to, wink, wink, here's a hint to what they like.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You should do this.
They do. Well, then also, if you are able to get, like, a hold of the gal that's in the band, mm-hmm. she might make the most amazing cookies and chocolates.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I met them in Indy too, and she may have had cookies and chocolates.
Multiple talents.
Yes, and David, my husband, was definitely a fan. And so was Sis. She was definitely a fan.
Sure. Nope, I don't blame him.
But then Thursday night, because Thursday's the last night, we try to make it a big bang. So I met some people down in Indianapolis. They are from Tennessee. His name is Conway Turley, and then his manager's name is Joe. I'm going to butcher his name. I think it's Tomic. I think that's how it's pronounced. But they are super sweet. Sis played with them the entire time we were down there. They gave her guitar picks, bracelets, you name it. She came back with it and she was smitten. If they weren't, you know, 30 years apart, I'd say that's probably where she's going to end up.
I'm guessing country music then.
Yes, he is very much country music. I cannot wait to see where he goes. I can't. He is so good. I think he's going to just skyrocket.
Sure.
I really do. I can't wait for them to come back. They're such great people to work with.
Well, it sounds like you have helped plan another wonderful fair in Carroll County and also a 4th of July in Flora. So you have very, very busy next few weeks here. So I'm curious, like that day of the 18th, 19th, you going on vacation after that? You're going to...
I'm leaving Friday morning.
Okay, there you go.
We're going to do teardown, and I'm leaving Friday morning.
It's time for vacation.
Yeah.
Put your feet up and relax a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know. We're taking the kids.
So if when it comes to the carnival, you said that there are some bracelets available, but for maybe somebody that doesn't get a bracelet, will they have ticket booths there that, you know, each night at the carnival?
Absolutely.
Okay. So they can just get their tickets there.
Yes. And then there is... one night, Wednesday, is going to be the specials night, like where they, it's not bring a buddy or anything like that, but they haven't necessarily decided what they're going to do just yet, but they told me that I could pick a night, and so I was like, we'll do Wednesday night. So Wednesday night will be the special night for either, I don't know if it's going to be discount bracelets or discount tickets, I have no idea, we'll just have to wait and see, but it'll be something, and it'll definitely be a better deal.
Sure, yeah. Well, so. That's awesome. It's exciting to have a carnival.
It is. I cannot wait.
I just think that makes the fair even that much better.
It does. And I can't wait to see, like, everybody will be like, they're not your friends. I'm like, well, they kind of feel like my friends. I've worked with these guys
in the past. Now, you've talked to them for so long.
And I remember them all. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, like, I would hope they maybe they don't remember me. I don't know. I would hope they would. You sure. know? I don't know. I just try to.
What's your favorite fair food?
Cougar Paw.
Sam?
Oh, probably an elephant ear.
Yeah. I like that whip, the pineapple whip.
I don't know that we've ever had pineapple whip at ours.
Yeah, really good.
No, I can tell you if you like Cougar Paws, you can get them this weekend, though.
Oh, yeah?
They'll be at the 4th of July in Flora.
Yeah, I do like Cougar Paws. I've had one.
I convinced them to come
good
to the
4th. Good for you.
I was like,
good for you.
Come do this, please.
It's good for them.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's one of their biggest fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids love it.
It's fun. It's fun for everybody.
It is. It is a lot of fun.
Okay. Anything else we need to know as we're getting a little bit short on time here? So what do we need to plan for?
Well,
Flora, Saturday.
Yep.
And then we start with the fair the following week.
Yes, on Saturday. Yep. And it's going to be a wonderful busy week. The week before and the week of. It'll be great.
Judging is the week before. I've got a schedule over here for everything. And so...
Oh, something that everybody should go do is you should go to the Flora Community Club page. There is a link that you can follow on there for paint a picnic table.
Oh, yes.
So the weekend that you, ma'am, were over at the Hog Jog, I was in the Merchants Building. And I had a couple kids that was there and some adults. They were painting picnic tables for a contest. So they're all done. You can actually see all the picnic tables on the backside of the Atlee Euler Building right now. But on our Facebook page, there is a link that you can follow. It has all the pictures, the names of the tables, and you can actually vote for your favorite.
Oh, that's cool.
So, and there's some really, really cute ones. There are some really cute ones. There's an American Eagle. There is a, like, town scene that has, like,
that's
a horse
cute.
And buggy.
Yeah.
It's so cute. You'll have to go and see them.
I will definitely check those out because I like that kind of stuff. So I will check those out. What can the community, what can we do for you besides come out and enjoy all of the festivities and come and enjoy the carnival? What else can we do for you? You need volunteers for anything? You need...
We would love to have volunteers to help with the fish fry on Tuesday night.
Oh, okay.
For the fair.
Oh, there's fish fry Tuesday night.
There is. Every year we do our community dinners. Monday is going to be Democrats. Tuesday is the community club fish fry. And Wednesday is the Republican. And I want to say Republicans are doing baked steak. And the Democrats are doing chicken.
Okay.
So, and I think most of them, the fish fry starts earliest at 4:30. Everybody else starts at 5.
Fish fries are very popular around here.
And Stan's fish fry, too.
Oh, yeah.
Love good fish fry.
Yeah, me too. That's a good fish fry. All right. We appreciate everything you're doing. If somebody has questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can email events@floracommunityclub.org, and they can ask me there.
Okay.
I'm the only one that checks that email. Because it's mine.
There you go. All right. Jessica Heater with the everything. She's with Rossville. I say Rossville. You haven't heard about Rossville, but she helps with the Summer's End Festival in Rossville as well. But that's not coming up until, what is it, late August, September?
Yeah, August 21st, 22nd.
Okay, yeah. August 21st, 22nd. So I'm sure we'll be talking about that soon as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming back for that.
Okay. We look forward to it. Thank you so much. Always good to have you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We appreciate it. Sam, thank you so much.
No problem.
We appreciate it and hope Mel has a good, I'm not going to say day off. Like I said, I'm sure she's working, but a nice cool day wherever she is. Thank you for listening as well. Shan will be in tomorrow with another edition of Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.